Here are some thoughts for this week's Parsha, Tezriel Metzora, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, 2020. Today, Friday, is also Rosh Chodesh. We are in the middle of the Sfira, of the Omer, and we're also in the middle of a plague, of this virus, this coronavirus, which has killed thousands of people. So, from this perspective, as we read, things are a little different. I do want to make the note, if anybody sees this before Shabbat, is that one is permitted to have a haircut, to take a shave, if one can find a barber who's open. One's even permitted to get married today, even though it's the sphere, and that is if one finds a spouse who's willing to marry them. And therefore, the weight of the Omer is lightened ever so much. The reason for this is the combination of the holiness of Shabbat, which happens multiple times over the Omer, and the holiness of Rosh Chodesh. Arguably, each one by itself wouldn't have been enough. When you put the two of them together, it does create this two times holiness. We take out two Sefrei Torah, which therefore turns into this ability of preparing for Shabbat in a way that we normally wouldn't during the time of the Omer, certainly in terms of allowing weddings or haircuts. Shaving, there are certain people who would shave for any Shabbat during the Omer, and they have what to rely on. In the Parsha itself, we find a number of situations where people have afflictions, and maybe that's a strong word to use, where people have some kind of an experience. By the way, some of the experiences are wonderful. The beginning of the parasha speaks about a woman who gives birth. But then it speaks of a process that takes place eventually. She needs to bring some offerings when she comes to the temple. Afterwards, we're told about somebody who has leprosy, tzara'at, also needs to go through a process. Someone who is a zav needs to go through this process as well. What's unclear, and therefore what is debated among the authorities, is what exactly is the nature of the offering which is brought, or the offerings, because one of them is a sin offering. You know, we understand sin. Many of us are very good at it. Many of us have a lot of experience with sin. Sin is something which causes a stain. Sin is something which has a heaviness to it. A person has leprosy and has to sit in isolation. And maybe those words also this year are a little bit stronger. And maybe those words this year are also a little bit stronger than in other years. The person who sits in isolation then leaves the isolation. Something's taking place. I think what's in common with all of these ideas, the one who gave birth, the tzara'at, the one who is a zav, is that all of them have something which is called tum'ah, which means on a practical level that they cannot be involved in the life in the temple. And that also means something to us this year. For many, many people, I think most people, synagogues have been closed. The normal religious life that we're so used to, we have not had that opportunity. Part of what's taking place over here is a re-entering into communal life. And that's marked by having a korban chatat, which means, if anything, it sounds as if the quote-unquote sin which is taking place, and it's not a sin, it's a chet, is an opportunity which was missed. It's fixing this idea of being separate from the community and separate from holiness. In a certain sense, we can use a word from anthropology, which is called a liminal experience. As you cross from one place to the other, it's transformational. Sort of like when a person becomes a bar bat mitzvah, they've moved from one place to the other. Over here, the individual, when they leave their separation from the temple, the ability to eat a korban, and now they enter into temple life again, that is marked by this chatat, quote-unquote sin offering, which indicates that a change has taken place. So there are perhaps those of us who are still sitting in isolation should be thinking about that liminal experience, when we're going to cross through the threshold, and we're going to go on the other side, and we're going to become part of public life, part of a holy public life. That's what this week's parsha is teaching us, that as we re-enter, there is going to be some type of a celebration. We all look forward to the time that we can leave this quarantine, we can leave isolation, we can start our religious public life again. And we look forward to the day that there is going to be no more plagues, no more pain, no more suffering, and no more death. Shabbat Shalom and Chodesh Tov.